Nate, 7-3.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Blue Demon Baseball on the air. Tonight, the Blue Demons take their show on the road in this South Central Conference matchup. It's the Battle of Highway 5 on the old ball diamond. Centerville Albia going out of here. One inning under the belt for these two teams. Albia leading here at the top of the second inning, 2-1. And leading off this second inning, Vic Sander. Vic coming off a solid pitching performance the other night. Albia's really continuing to improve here as a young team. There's a fastball from Richard England. It's called strike one right on the inside of the plate. Sanders, left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Here comes the next offering outside. That'll move the count to 1-1. Albia got two runs across in their first half of the inning. And they hold on to a 2-1 lead as Centerville opened up with a triple by Zach Lockman. Went it all the way out to the 397-foot mark. He moved his way around the bases in a hurry and got a triple, then scored on a sacrifice RBI flyout. Here's a foul ball hooking and going out of play. Beautiful complex here. And I'm sitting next to, or standing next to the guy that responsible for all this. And maybe if I play my cards right, kind to him, maybe we'll get him on the air. But beautiful complex here down Indian Hills. What great baseball they play here. Here's a pitch on the inside. Check swing, and they ring him up. So that'll be a strikeout. Vic Sanders will strike out for the first out of this second inning. I'll be out in front, 2-1. And that'll bring up Austin O'Leary. O'Leary, the leading hitter on this Blue Demon ball club. Boy, he has been on a tear. Austin comes into tonight's contest with a batting average of .459. Check that. Yeah, .459. That's doing something, folks. Wind blowing out of the south and southeast. So it the ball will carry tonight, but this is a big old ballpark. Here's a pitch upstairs. That'll be ball one to O'Leary. One away, top of the second inning. I'll be out in front, 1-0. Just underway in this doubleheader tonight. We're going to keep it all here. We are working on some technical issues and getting those worked out so we can bring you both boys and girls baseball and softball on the same night. Here's a ground ball, hit sharply to the second baseman. Can't handle it, and that will go down as an error. And O'Leary will reach on the error. And that'll go to the top of the order. Hunter Hastings will stand in. Hastings, the outstanding senior, playing center field tonight for the Blue Demons. O'Leary over at first, and there's the throw down that is going to go errant, and O'Leary is going to go all the way to third base on the potential throwout. So Albia has a runner over at third base. O'Leary reached on the air by the second baseman to open. Actually, one away here in the second inning, and he then takes off the third base on a throwout opportunity, trying to pick him off at first. And O'Leary advances over the third base. The Indians call timeout here as they want to talk things over. They gather up around the mound. Let's reset things here for you. Just joining us tonight, we were hoping to have a boys and girls doubleheader, but tonight we're going to bring you a boys doubleheader solidly here from Centerville. Working on some technical issues, and we're going to get those worked out. So in the future, we'll be able to bring you both the boys and girls on the same night. And I think we're going to get some of that worked out here for sure. But tonight, it's all Blue Demons here from Centerville. And why not? A big conference doubleheader, the Blue Demons and the Big Red going at it. Of course, tonight, Eddyville, Blakesburg, and Davis County going at it. Both those ball clubs, outstanding seasons. I'll be able to split with the Rockets the other night. And, of course, the Blue Demons giving the Mustangs all they can handle. And their doubleheader up in Albia. Here comes Hastings at the plate. Here's a pitch on the outside corner. And that'll move the count to 1-2. One away here, top of the second inning. O'Leary over third base. Hastings, the senior center fielder, at the plate, facing England. Richard England on the mound. Here's a shown bunt out in front of the mound. A squeeze play. It's on. O'Leary's going to score, but Hastings will give up the sacrifice bunt and score O'Leary for the third run of the evening for the Blue Demons. And that'll bring up Ethan Gray, left-handed batter. Several lefties in the batting order for the Blue Demons. That really allows balance for the to bring against the opposing pitcher. Here's a line drive that lands in the dirt. The shortstop took a grab at it. Grant Walker, he thought he came up with it. The official said, no, it hit the ground. So that will go as an infield single for Ethan Gray. So the inning stays alive here. Top of the second inning. Albie out in front, 3-1. Ethan Gray with the infield single over at first base. And that'll bring up Griffin Osing. Strong right-handed batter. Gets the first offering right down the heart of the plate, strike one. Osing on the season, a .310 batting average. He's been solid at the plate. Couple of home runs, 7 RBIs. Here's a foul ball up and back and over the press box. What a beautiful complex. I just I can't mention it enough. Just the setting, it's like you're at a big league park. And comfortable to come and watch a ball game. I've been down here many, many times to watch. And here's a pass ball. And that'll send Gray over to second base. He takes a look at third. But the catcher back there in a hurry to come up with it for the Big Red. Ferkins, the catcher, Michael Ferkins. Richard England on the mound here in this opening contest. His opponent pitcher for the Blue Demons, Austin Summers. We'll get to the pitching stats for both of these pitchers. But right now, here comes the next offering. Outside it goes. Oh, calls strike three on Griffin Osing. I thought that might have went outside, but the man in blue is a lot closer than I, and he's got all the authority. And with that, that'll be the third out of the inning. And the Blue Demons will get another run, add to their lead here as we go to the bottom half of the second. We're going to come back here. Albie out in front, 3-1. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Blue Demon and South Central Conference Baseball right here on your sports leader, KIC.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bottom half of the second we go. Albie on front, 3-1. Leading things off for the Big Red. And that'll bring up, I believe it's Richard England. No, it's going to be Gonerman. Colton Gonerman leading things off. Got a little off my books, but Robert Traxler sitting next to me here. He's going to keep me in line tonight, folks. So you Big Red fans, you know you're in good hands because Robert's here and he's got a big stick next to him. So I'm going to walk a thin line. Here's a next offering. And it goes outside to Gonerman. Austin Summers on the mound for the Blue Demons. Austin having a strong senior year. In spite of the 1-4 record, he's has an ERA of 1.59. So he's been really hard to hit when he's on the mound. 2-1 here to Gonerman. Austin with 22 strikeouts, giving up only 16 walks. And the opponent's batting average is 243. Here's a pitch. And did he go?
Nope.
Nope. So that'll move the count to 3-1.
The man said no.
When the boys in blue say no, it's no. Here comes the next offering. Here's a foul ball hooking up, and it with the wind, it may stay in play. It's going to stay back in play, going back near fair territory. Right there is Austin O'Leary. Good thing Austin O'Leary was paying attention, because that ball on many nights would be out of the ballpark, but not there, as Austin O'Leary stayed focused, stayed concentrated on the effort, and comes up with the F4 put out for the Blue Demons. One away here, bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Michael Starcevic. Michael's kind of familiar with these stomping grounds. After all, I think his dad's the head guy down here at Indian Hills. So he's got connections to this this program. Here comes the next offering. A little blooper towards second base. Austin O'Leary, he's making it the O'Leary show. He grabs the second out of the inning. That's two gone here. Top of the second, or bottom of the second inning, Albie out in front, 3-1. J.D. McDaniel, the third baseman, will stand in. Take a look at McDaniel's batting average on the season, .257 at the plate. Five RBIs, has a double. Only three strikeouts, so this is a kid that makes contact. McDaniel, left-handed batter, stands into the plate. Austin Summers on the mound. Summers gives a stare, brings the offering, and this one will float outside for ball number one. If you're just joining it, and a scoring update from Davis County, from Sheraton. It's Davis County out in front, 2-0. Here's a fastball right down the heart of the plate, 2-1 the count. I meant from Sheraton, I meant from Eddyville. Here's the next pitch, and that one just misses. That'll move the count. 2-3-1. Now I'm making sure I have the count here, because the official or the umpire behind the plate kind of getting me a little mixed up with his fingers. Here's a ground ball hit sharply to shortstop. Gray, one hops it off of his chest, but he's not going to catch the fleet-footed McDaniels. He gets down the line and reaches on the infield air. That'll bring up Grant Walker, the shortstop for the Big Red. Two away here, bottom of the second inning. Albie out in front, 3-1. Grant Walker stands in. Walker on the season, just a sophomore, a .179 batting average. Summers looks over it first. Keep the runner held tight. Here's a pitch, and this one paints the outside corner of the plate. Yeah, home plate umpire. A little deliberate with this call, sticks his time. That's probably the right way to do it, but you got to be on your toes back here and be patient for him. Here's a pitch upstairs. That's going to go to move the count to 1-1. Boy, what a gorgeous night for baseball. Yeah, it may be hot outside, but Robert and I are nice and cool here inside this this beautiful press box that he helped create. So we're staying cool inside here. He said he put the air. That was a good decision. We got air and heat in this press box. Where I'm getting spoiled tonight. And Robert promised he was going to rub my back and go and get me something to drink and eat here in a few minutes. I'm pretty sure we'll work that out. 3-1 count here. Two gone. Bottom of the second inning. I'll be out in front here in this first game of our doubleheader tonight. 3-1 the score. Summers looks back the runner at first, brings the next offering. This one stays upstairs and inside, and that'll be a base on balls to Grant Walker. So back-to-back runners reaching base. And now with runners at first and second, we'll go to the top of the order, and that'll bring up the powerful Zach Lockman. Zach took the first pitch of the game to a centerfield batter, took it nearly 396 feet all the way out to the beautiful green wall out there in right center field. Here's a pitch. This one hits the outside corner. Now the runners are going. The ball gets away from the catcher just momentarily. And got snuck by far enough that allowed the runners to advance. So now runners at second and third. So the tying run at second base with two away here. Bottom of the second inning. Zach Lockman at the plate. Senior, 286 on the season. Here's a fastball. This one does reach across the corner of the plate, and that'll move the count to 0-2. Home plate umpire, friendly on that outside corner. So the batters will have to adjust to that tonight. 0-2 here. Two away. Runners at second and third. Austin Summers brings the heat. Fastball high, and that's hard to catch up to, and that'll be the third out of the inning. So after getting the first two batters down on pop-outs to the second baseman, Austin Summers will strike out to Zach Lockman, and the Big Red will leave two runners stranded. When we come back to the top of the third, we go. The Blue Demons out in front 3-1. You're listening to Blue Demon Baseball.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Ottumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
Put the Case IH legacy of power and efficiency to work in your hayfields and feedlot. Titan Machinery at 2350 Highway 23 Oskaloosa has tough Case IH farm all tractors that can handle a variety of chores fast. With their expert blend of engine and hydraulic power, farm all tractors easily tackle loading and material handling chores, as well as mowing and baling. Models range from 65 to 90 horsepower, so you're sure to find one that's perfectly powered for the jobs you do. Check them out at Titan Machinery today. Be ready with Case IH.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms that fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Austin Luce to lead things off for the Blue Demons. Hits a ground ball to the first baseman. He'll pick it up, and that'll be out number one here as we open up the third inning. Al be out in front. 3-1. That'll bring up the catcher, Gabe Gravert. Gabe on the season, batting 267. Here's a ground ball hit towards second base. Gravert down the base path, but not in time. That'll be a 4-3 put out number two. So two gone here, top of the third inning. That'll bring up Austin Summers, the pitcher for the Blue Demons. Austin on the year. Brings a batting average of 275 to the plate. Slugging percentage of 375. Has a lot of pop in his bat. Here comes the first offering from England to Summers. Pitcher on pitcher here. First one right down the heart of the plate. Strike one. No doubt about that one. I'm trying to figure it out myself. Here's a ground ball hit sharply to third. A high bounce. Picked up by the third baseman. Long throw. Stretch. And that'll be a 5-3 put out. A nice play by the third baseman. And Albie goes down 1-2-3, making the quick top of the third. We'll come back here to the bottom half we go. Albie holding on to a 3-1 lead. When we come back to South Central Conference Baseball, the Blue Demons and the Big Red going at it. Don't go anywhere.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bottom half of the third we go. Levi Seabolt will start things off. The junior for the Big Red, 220 average on the season at the plate. Super talented athlete. Good kid. I got to coach him in Babe Ruth and some of the all-star teams. Comes from a family of great athletes. Dad and mom are super people. And it was his sister, I think, say a gymnast. From what I remember, a darn good one is that. Here comes the second pitch. It's upstairs, 2-0. Seabolt drove in the run for the Big Red, who trail here to the Blue Demons 3-1. Here comes the 2-0 offering. This one floats outside. Ball 3, 3-0. Again, trying to paint the picture here tonight. Albia with their white pinstriped, blue pinstripe pants. Solid blue shirt with Albia across the front in red lettering. Here comes the next offering. 3-0 offering is called strike one. The take was on all the way there for Seabolt. The Big Red with their white pinstripe pants and their red tops with the black, white highlighted numbers and lettering. Red against blue tonight. And the blue are out in front here, 3-1 here, bottom of the third inning. Austin Summers on the mound for the Blue Demons. 3-1 pitch is a line drive into deep left center field, and Hastings can't get to it. Seabolt on his way to second base. He's going to be around second, heading to third. Here comes the relay in. The throw over the third going to be not in time. No one's at the home plate. And Seabolt will have a triple and reach home on the air. Nearly got the inside the park home run there. A rarity in high school and professional and college baseball. But Seabolt tagged one all the way out to the fence, probably the deepest part of the park. And it's a long throw, and Ethan Gray tried to throw him out at third base, but not in time. The ball went astray, and that is going to make this a one-run game. So Seabolt scores on a triple and then reaches home on the throwing error. 3-2. Here's a fastball, and this one is called strike one. Josie Marin at the plate. I think I got that right. Is it Marin or Marin? Is it Marin or Marin? It's Marin. Okay, here we go. The next pitch is outside. Ball one, 1-1 the count. Marin, the senior, 372 batting average. No outs, bottom of the third inning. Seabolt led things off, hit one all the way out to the fence. Got a triple, and then on the throw to try to get him out at third base, it went astray, and the ball went to the dugout. Catcher, pitcher chased the ball, and that left nobody at home plate to cover. And I like Levi Seabolt racing nobody. He's a fast kid anyway, but when he has nobody to beat to get to the plate, he's going to win that race every time, and he did. 3-2 Albion. 3-1 pitch, pop fly, hit into shallow left field. Giving chase is the left fielder that's going to drop in there, and that'll be a long single for Merritt. This is a big old ballpark, folks. 335 down the left field line. Both lines. 397 out to center field. So this is a big ballpark.
Yeah, you earn a home run here.
Yeah, you earn it. Two to zero, Davis County out in front of Eddyville, Blakesburg. And Scotty, did I get that right, middle of the third inning? Here's a middle of the fourth inning. Here's a balk called on Summers. So that'll move Marin down to second base. 2-0, it's Davis County over Eddyville, Blakesburg in the fourth. And Coach Cagle's going to call a timeout, come out and talk to his pitcher. We'll take a quick timeout as well. Come right back here. Bottom of the third inning, Albia 3 and the Big Red 2 when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Is it time to replace your old refrigerator? McFurniture has the Whirlpool French Door Refrigerator with Sixth Sense technology. Whirlpool French Door Refrigerators are energy rated and some models exceed the federal minimum standard in energy efficiency. Whirlpool is the most energy efficient French Door Refrigerator available. Don't settle for less. You deserve the best, and you can get the best at McFurniture in Albion. This makes Whirlpool the right choice for you and your pocketbook. That's Whirlpool and McFurniture, a winning combination.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
After the called timeout by Coach Kangle, Albia holding on to a 3-2 lead here. Nobody gone. Runner at second base is Merritt. He reached on a single, then went down to second base. Here's a shot into left field. One hop. Coming up with it, getting it in a hurry. Good play out there in left field by Vic Sanders to get that one in. A line drive single, but three straight hits here by the Big Red. And that'll bring up Richard England. Richard, big, strong kid. Comes from a pedigree of tremendous athletes. His brother wrestling up at Iowa State. I heard he has a chance maybe to go and wrestle at the Olympic tryout. Or Olympic wrestling facility out in Colorado. So we're hoping to maybe catch up with him on the coach's corner some Saturday morning here this summer. Right now, back to action. Runners at the corner. Nobody out. Richard England at the plate. Albia with the 3-2 lead. Austin Summers on the mound. Brings a fastball. Fouled off and brought right back to the screen. So the Blue Demons, who jumped out in front here, got two runs top of the first inning. Big Red answered with one in the bottom half. Albie got a run in the top of the second. Wasn't able to manufacture anything in the third, and here we are at the bottom half of the third inning. We got one run across for the Big Red and runners at the corners. Levi Siebold led this inning off with a triple and then scored on the throw to third base. The ball got away, and Albie unable to come up with it in time as Levi Siebold was able to come home. Here's a line ground ball next to third base that hooks foul. That'll move the count to 0-2. Well, strikeout would be big here for the Blue Demons. Runners on the corners. Richard England at the plate for the Big Red. Summers looks over it. Third brings a sidearm fastball left down low. And that'll go for ball one. Let's take a look at this defensive lineup for the Blue Demons. First of all, on the mound, Austin Summers, as I just mentioned. Gabe Gravert doing the catching behind the plate. Austin Luce over at first. It's O'Leary at second. Ethan Gray at short. Christian Summers at third. Left to right, we've got Vic Sanders in left. Hunter Hastings dead center. Here's a steal on the throw down to second. It's going to be cut off by the second baseman. And that'll be a defensive indifference. That's what they call that when they allow the runner to go to second. And so now runners at second and third, one away here as England strikes out for the first out of the inning. And in right field tonight, Griffin Osing. So lots of speed and athleticism around the field for the Blue Demons and for the Big Red tonight. These two teams match up pretty darn well. 3-2 Albia lead here. Runners at second and third. One away. Colton Gonderman at the plate. He flew out to the second baseman. His first time up. Here's a fastball. This one gets by him. And that'll move the count to 1-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Albia holding on to a 3-2 lead here. But the Big Red knocking on the door with runners at second and third. Gonderman at the plate. Here comes the next offering. Here's a high chopper towards third. Summers comes in, makes the play, goes to home, and throws it wide of the catcher, grabber. And that will be a single for Colton Gonderman. And that will score. Marin, and this game's tied up at three. That ball took a big center field bounce. Hit right out in front of the mound, right in front of the plate. Hopped up in the air, hung up there long enough to allow that third base runner to get down the line. And then Christian, coming in, had to make a good quick throw to the plate and threw it to wide of the catcher, not in time. Here's a pitch outside. Going to call it strike one. He likes that outside corner. Yes, he does. He's been consistent with it, too. So the batters are going to have to adjust here. Runners again at second and third. A 3-3 ball game. One away. Here's a curve ball that's fouled off. That'll move the count to 0-2. Michael Starcevic, the second baseman at the plate. Starcevic. Another tremendous athlete. You just keep talking about athletes that keep stepping up there for the Big Red. Starcevic, just a sophomore, .325 batting average on the season. Here comes the next pitch. This one hangs outside a little too far. And that'll move the count to 1-2. One gone, bottom of the third inning. Two runs across for the Big Red in this inning. They've got runners at second and third, and just one out. Michael Starcevic, 1-2 pitch. Here's a fastball. This one gets by for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up J.D. McDaniel. McDaniel is the first baseman. Gonderman's the third baseman. The scoring book I got earlier had the numbers backwards. 3-3 tied ball game. Here's the first pitch to McDaniel. Upstairs, that's the ball number one. Two gone, bottom of the third inning. Two runs across for the Big Red. They've tied it up here at three. Austin Summers on the mound, looks over at third to hold the runner. Brings a fastball, it's fouled off, back to the screen. That'll move the count to 1-1. Glad to have you along on this beautiful, sunny Thursday night. Busy week for the Lady D's and the Blue Demons. Albia, the boys will have put in nine games by Saturday. Here comes the next offering. This one upstairs and outside. Ball two, two and two the count. And he give two fingers up. I got Robert Traxler sitting next to me. The umpire sometimes, I think, gets an extra finger up in the air, forgets he's got, or the scoreboard's wrong. Here's a pop fly going back towards the screen. Grabber gives chase and comes up with it. So Gabe Grabber will grab the foul ball from McDaniel, and that'll be the third out of the inning. And the Big Red come alive and come up big here in the bottom half of the third. They get two runs across, but the Blue Demons able to leave a couple of runners stranded for the Big Red, and we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Tied at three when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Top of the fourth we go. Christian Summers leading things off for the Blue Demons. He'll blooper out into left center field. High pop fly that will be gathered up by the center fielder for the first out of this fourth inning. Christian gave it a ride, but put it up there nice and high and allowed the center fielder to run over and make the grab. One away here, bottom of the or top of the fourth inning, and that'll bring up Vic Sanders. One away. Tied at three. Here comes the pitch right on the inside corner. Strike one. Sanders on the year. 171 batting average. Just a sophomore. Here's a curveball. This one comes back in and grabs the outside corner of the plate. So 0-2 the count. Here come Richard England's 0-2 pitch. There's a fastball that Sanders can't catch up with, and that'll be out number two. Two gone here in this top of the fourth. That'll bring up Austin O'Leary. As I mentioned earlier, Austin, one of the top hitters on this Blue Demon baseball team, batting in the ninth spot. A good choice by the coaches to keep him in a place where he's comfortable. Not that he wouldn't be comfortable batting leadoff, but, you know, it's nice to not have that pressure leadoff. And Austin, just a sophomore as well. 1-0 pitch. This one right over the heart of the plate. Strike one. 1-1, two gone here. Top of the fourth inning. We're tied at three. Big Red get two runs in the bottom half of the third inning, and they've tied it up. Here's a ground ball, slow roller towards short. Shortstop comes up with it, long throw to first, and in time. So the Blue Demons go down 1-2-3, the top of the fourth. We're going to head to the bottom half when we come back. Tied up at three here at Centerville. Blue Demon baseball to come when we come back here. Back to KIIC.
Quality Power Sports is your place for boat and jet ski rentals on Lake Rathbun. Enjoy all the fun of boating without any of the hassles of boat ownership by renting from Quality Power Sports. We have pontoons, personal watercraft, and ski boats for your enjoyment at the lake. Just call 932-BOAT, that's 932-2628, to reserve your summer fun or stop by the dock at the Honey Creek Resort. Quality Power Sports is your source for summer fun on Lake Rathbun.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Busy night of baseball here on your sports leader, KIIC, Battle of Highway 5. Big Red, Blue Demons going at it. Game number one. Tied at three here at the bottom half of the fourth inning. Grant Walker will lead things off for the Big Red. 179 batting average. Lots of sophomores on the diamond tonight for both clubs. These are young teams. Here's a blooper behind second base. Hunter Hastings gives chase. It gets by him. That one's going to roll all the way out near the warning track. On his way to third base is Walker, and he's going to have a triple. This is the third triple tonight for the Big Red. Like I said earlier, folks, this is a big old park. It's home of the Indian Hill Warriors. What a baseball team and program they got down here, including Jake Stalzer. Stalzer on the team. Yeah, the Falcon. Robert Traxler, who knows a little bit about the teams here, he had to correct me. It is the Falcons. It's the Warriors in basketball, the Falcons in baseball. Here's a blooper, center field. Over to make the catch is Hastings. Hastings with a long throw to the plate. And that's going to score an RBI flyout, sacrifice fly by Lockman. Scores Grant Walker in the big red for the first time tonight. Have the lead upon the big scoreboard out there in left center field. And that'll bring it Levi Siebold. Siebold drove in the first triple of the night. That was hit by Lockman. And then Siebold in the top of the third got things going. He hit a triple of his own and turned it into a score on the throw in. Here's a high pop fly on the infield. Nothing is routine. Summers coming over. Christian Summers trips across the mound, dives into the dirt, gets dirty. Mom's got tied. I know it. I can verify it. And he'll have to wash that uniform tonight. But nonetheless, he comes up with the catch on the mound. There was nothing routine with the pop flies tonight. Now there's two down here. One run across for Centerville. They're leading 4-3, bottom of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Jose Marin. He drills one into right field. That'll be a single. So with two outs, a runner on first, Marin. That'll bring up the catcher, Michael Firkins. Firkins one for two tonight. Stocky, big right-hander, stands in. He covers up a lot of the plate. Runner at first base, two away here, top of the fourth inning. Another run across for the big red. They lead here 4-3. Here's a shot down the line. That's going to hook, and that's going to stay fair all the way to the corner. That's a long ways out there. The relay coming in. The runner coming around third. The throw to home. It's a long throw. It's on the money. And Ethan Gray with the throw out from the left field. And that'll be the out number three in the Blue Demons with a beautiful play. That ball went all the way to the corner. Vic Sanders chased it to the 335 mark. Ethan Gray, the shortstop, out in relay, then threw a bullet to home plate for the put out for the third out of the inning. So this inning will end with a little bit of a jazz, and we'll go to the top of the fifth with Albia finding itself trailing for the first time tonight. When we come back, Albia with a 4-3 deficit will return to Blue Demon Baseball.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
It's time now for your Coach's Corner flashback here on Thunder Country KIIC.
Tag day is underway. I've got the Dodgers in the house, and the Dodgers are representing. And next to me is their head coach, the manager, Dan Stocker.
It is a great opportunity for us to raise some really good funds that are needed to help support our field. It's owned by Monroe County Little League. It's its own entity.
And what do you enjoy about tag day so much?
Just having fun and being with my teammates.
Dodger himself, that's Carson Stocker. Let's introduce some of your players. Tell me who we got here.
Blake Chance, Grant Graham, and Nicky Madison.
My name is Blake Chance, and I play first base.
You get to be with your teammates.
Nick Madison. I play shortstop, and I like having fun.
There's a lot of really good athletes in these classes that are going to be coming through here. And
join us Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. for another edition of the Community First Credit Union's Coach's Corner, live from the corners of 34 and 5.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Scotty's jazzing it up the intro in as we left that bottom of the fourth inning. A little flair to the action, a little jazz going on as the Ethan Gray with a bullet home. And boy, I'll tell you what, there's a nice big, I don't know what that is, that's a wasp. Look at some jazz. Oh, there's a pitch inside, nearly hit Hastings. Hunter Hastings at the plate. And that'll move the count. We got several wasps in here. I've got Robert Traxler in here. He's going to guarantee my safety. Here comes a fastball. He can't catch up with that one. High fastball. And Hastings strikes out for the first out of this fifth inning. Albia finds itself trailing for the first time tonight, 4-3. Ethan Gray? Yeah. Scotty Fry wondering if he needs a 8-second filter. If I get stung, you may want to put the mute button on. Ethan Gray looks at a pitch down low, ball number one. One gone, top of the fifth inning. Albia trailing here 4-3. First game of this doubleheader tonight, South Central Conference Battle of Highway 5 action. Here's a pitch on the outside corner, strike two. Now chase that ball one. 1-1. Here's a changeup, and that one stays upstairs and just misses on the inside. One away, top of the fifth inning. Richard England on the mound for the Big Red. Curveball, this one stays upstairs as well. 3-1 the count. Ethan, left-handed batter, has proved his merits at the plate consistently. 350 batting average. Here comes a 3-1 pitch. This one called strike right over the outside edge. Boy, I'll tell you what, the pitchers have been able to work that outside edge and the plate. And this home plate umpire is willing to give it to him. Here's a fastball hit high. Shallow left field. Siebold coming in. He's going to make the grab right behind the shortstop out there in left center field. Two gone here. Top of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Griffin Osing. I'll be down by one run here. Six inning games when we play doubleheaders here in baseball. Girls softball, they play seven inning doubleheaders, which I found out the other night. Bottom of the sixth inning is Eddyville Blakesburg trailing Davis County 2-0. A doubleheader down in at Eddyville tonight. Right now, Davis County out front. Yeah, I said Eddyville. I'm going to get it right yet. The game's at Eddyville tonight. And Davis County is out in front 2-0. Bottom of the sixth inning. Griffin Osing at the plate. 0-2 pitch here. Fastball, and he gets into one. Down the left field line, hooking and going foul. You could take a micrometer out there and measure that one. That just missed. 4-3, Big Red here. Top of the fifth inning. Two away. Griffin Osing at the plate. 0-2 count here. And if you hit one out in the corner, either corner, the way the field's designed, and we'll talk with Robert Traxler, who helped put this park together. There's a nice big opening up on each side of the outfield. So if a ball can carry him and get away from him, either the right or left fielder. It's 335 down the line. And so that ball gets hit in the corner and caroms away. You better be on your giddy-up. This is a big old park. 1-2 pitch here to Osing. Here's a shot towards second. Right at the second baseman. He reaches down, and Starcevic, the second baseman for the Big Red, comes up without number three. So the Blue Demons once again for the third straight inning. Albia has been set down. 1-2-3. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Albia trailing by one when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
For quality and savings, shop your hometown home-owned Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Angus Beef Ribeye Steaks, 8 ounces each, 3 to a package for $12.99. Best Buy Sliced Smoked Bacon, 2 pounds for $4. Hormel Natural Choice Boneless Netted Pork Sirloin Roasts are $1.99 per pound and great on the grill. Have a great summer saving with Jim and Charlie's.
The last seed's in the ground.
Check.
The planter inspected and ready for next year.
Check.
Well, Barker Implement will check.
And the tractor that pulls it. This is Sue for Barker Implement. You're going to hear my voice from now on, and you'll like what I have to say if you like saving time and money. Bring in your planter for a John Deere inspection and receive a tractor inspection free.
But the free tractor inspection will only be offered for a limited time.
Learn more at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Richard England to lead things off this bottom of the fifth inning. Centerville out in front, 4-3. Three triples tonight for the Big Red in this opening game of our doubleheader. Next offering is called strike. That outside corner.
I think it's a 1-1.
1-1 count here. Here comes the 1-1 offering. Here's a ground ball hit wide of the third baseman. That'll get into a left field. A leadoff single for Richard England. So the Big Red making some noise here in this bottom of the fifth inning. Albie jumped out, got a two-run inning out of the first inning. One in the second, and they were out in front 3-1. But the Big Red with a big third and fourth inning hold on to a 4-3 lead here. That'll bring up Colton Gonerman. Gonerman, the third baseman. Lanky right-hander stands in. Austin Summers on the mound, looks over at England at first. Brings the offering, a bunt attempt, throw down to first base, and they got, no, they're going to say he's safe. He slid underneath that. Boy, the throw was there. Somehow England was able to get those arms around the tag because he was out. I mean, the throw beat the beating back to the bag, but England, creative with the slide, able to get those hands around and get in there safe. 1-0 count here. Another bunt attempt. A bunt in the air. It's going to land in front of Summers. Summers has time. Throws it the second. Gets the force out. Boy, that was a well-executed play there by Austin Summers on the mound. The bunt landed right of the pitcher's mound. Austin ran out there, grabbed it on one hop, and got the force out at second base. So Gonerman with the fielder's choice. And that'll bring up Michael Starcevic. Here's the pitch outside. The runner's going. The throw is down there. It's in time, but not able to be handled. A diving face-first dive in there by Gonerman. He's safe at second. Davis County gets the win in the first game of the doubleheader down at Eddyville tonight. I think that's 47 straight wins for Davis County. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Gray reaches out, can't come up with it. The ball's in the center field. Here comes a throw to the plate, wide of the plate, and did he get it? Oh, he's safe. Gonerman slid in. I don't think he got the plate. Grabbert dove up, caught the ball on the throw home from Hunter Hastings. As Gravert came down with the ball, the runner had not touched home plate yet. He swung around to try to tag him and just about got him out. But nonetheless, just about's only counting horseshoes. And so the run is still across for the Big Red. One away here, bottom of the fifth inning. The Big Red now have stretched their lead out 5-3. Here comes a fastball inside, strike one. McDaniel at the plate. So Michael Starcevic with the RBI single. Here's a pop fly hit into shallow left field. The left fielder's over there to make the catch. That's Vic Sanders. That'll be out number two. Those outfielders tonight getting a workout. Because you got to cover a lot of space out there, a lot of green. I think Robert Trax, we're going to talk with him, try to get a little conversation with him and talk about the putting together of this beautiful ballpark here at Centerville, home of the Falcons. Here's a pitch upstairs to Grant Walker, the shortstop. Runner at second base, Michael Starcevic. One run across here, bottom of the fifth inning. Albie now trailing 5-3. And Austin Summers on the mound. Big right-handed pitcher. Looks back, Starcevic. Brings his offering. It's a fastball. It paints the outside corner. Boy, most of the strikes tonight, the called strikes, have been right over those corners. 1-1 count here. Walker at the plate. Here's a foul ball sharply towards the big red dugout. I think it sneaks in there. It's like a major league park here. Well, it is major league. They play big time ball down here. Indian Hills, big time junior college program. But the dugouts, they sit down, recessed into the ground, like the big leagues. Get the big league feel of this park. Here's a pitch upstairs. That'll move the count to 2-2. Two gone here. 2-2 count. Two's across the top of the board. And Albia's got a two-run deficit. Want to get keep it right there. And they're going to have to come back in the top of the sixth inning. The Blue Demons have been playing a much improved baseball. Here comes the 2-2. The runner's going. The throw down the third. It's in time. Summers has got to lay the tag down and gets him. Gravert to Summers. The 2-5 put out, and that will be the third out of the inning. We're going to come back to the top of the sixth we go. The final inning of this first game of our doubleheader. The Blue Demons got their work cut out for them. As they come back in the store, we're going to find out when we come back. Back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Top of the six we go. The Blue Demons find themselves trailing by two. There's a comeback in store. Well, let's find out. Here's the first offering, Austin Lewis. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Richard England. And that will go routine. That's the that is the 10th straight to put out. So the Blue Demons have not had a runner for 10 straight batters. That's that after leading things off in pretty good style. Getting two runs in the top of that first inning. Gabe Gravert will stand in. Here's a pitch that hangs upstairs. Ball one. Blue Demons trail here 5-3. Here comes the 1-0. Inside, gets by the catcher. That's ball two. Need some base runners, that's for sure. Gabe Gravert, the catcher for the Blue Demons. His batting average on the season, .267. Here's a fastball down the dirt. Ball three. 3-0 count here. I think the old take sign's on. Here comes the 3-0 offering from England. Fastball that doesn't get across that corner. So Gabe Gravert reaches on the walk, and that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin wanting to help his cause out here. Big right-handed batter stands in. Austin supporting a nearly full beard. Runner at first, Gravert. Here comes the offering. Fouled it off, back to the backstop. 0-1 count here. The Blue Demons trailing by two. Got to come up with a little action here. Here's a pitch outside. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Here's Summers with a drive to deep center field. That one's well hit all the way back to the wall. Does that get off the wall? One hopper off the wall. Gravert on his way to third. He's going to be held at third. So the tying run after Austin Summers put a charge into that one. Most ballparks in this conference, and he'd been walking the bases. Austin Summers hit that to the deepest part of the park, right at the base of the scoreboard. Nearly put that over. So runners at second and third. The tying run at second base, and then Albie's going to have a pinch hitter come in. We're going to make a substitution here. Drew Schofield will come up to the plate. Drew, if I can take a look at his average on the season. Not sure it printed off for me everything I wanted. And it did not. Other than we're going to tell you that Drew is a contact hitter. Grown quite a bit. Tall, strong, smart kid. A lot of fun to be around. Doesn't take after his father, thank goodness. Daryl Schofield, father, one of the wrestling coaches. Been a member up in this broadcast booth during wrestling season. Schofield at the plate. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. One out here. Top of the sixth inning. Albia trails by two. But Austin Summers just took one all the way to the wall. And with runners at second and third, Albia with a chance here. Here's a pitch. And that's called strike two. Oh and two the count. One away. Schofield at the plate for the Blue Demons. Richard England on the mound, brings another fastball. This is called strike three. I'll be down to its final out here, and that'll bring up Hugh Sinclair. Nope, they're going to, Vic Sanders is going to, Hugh Sinclair is going to bat for Vic Sanders. Ball one. Hugh, chance to tie the game up here. He steadies, can be at the plate, and that pitch gets right over the outside corner. Again, a common spot tonight. You, a great athlete, at the plate. Here comes the pitch inside, just about hit him. You does the limbo, gets around that. Runners at second and third, two outs here. Top of the sixth inning, last chance for the Blue Demons. Pitch down the dirt, that's ball three. 3-1 here. Hugh Sinclair at the plate. Here comes the 3-1 offering. This one, fastball, slow roller towards short. Gets by the shortstop. It goes into the left center field. One run is in. And on the way to the plate is the tying run. Austin Summers, Hugh Sinclair goes down to second base. And the go-ahead run just 180 steps away. If you run like I do, that is. 180 feet. So Hugh Sinclair drives in two runs here for the Blue Demons and advances down to second base, and that'll bring up Austin O'Leary. Austin has been as hot as any batter on this team. A chance to give his team the go-ahead run here, tied at five, top of the sixth inning. Here's a little blooper into right field. Going to be picked up by the right fielder. Can Sinclair or Hugh Sinclair coming to the plate? It's going to be held up by Coach Cagle. And a good thing, because that was gobbled up quickly by the right fielder. Lockman gathered that in a hurry and got it to the cutoff. And that would have been trouble coming home for Hugh Sinclair. But nonetheless, runners at the corners for the Blue Demons. Hunter Hastings, the senior, the outstanding senior with a chance here to give his team the lead going into the bottom half of the sixth. Tied at five. Albie has come back here. Can we get the lead? Here's a fastball. Strike one. Hastings. 370 average on the season. Seven RBIs. Like to add to that total. Here comes the next pitch. Fouled off the edge of the bat. That goes over towards the big red dugout. Hugh Sinclair over at third base. He just hit two of his teammates in, tying it up at five. Richard England on the mound for the Big Red here. He's went the distance. Runners at the corner. Next offering, downstairs and in the dirt. Good stop there by Firkins, the catcher. Kept that one in front of him. Didn't allow the go-ahead run to score for the Blue Demons. Albie came into this top of the sixth inning trailing by two. They've answered the call. The chance to take the lead going into the bottom half of this sixth inning. The sixth and final inning of this doubleheader tonight. Here's a fastball, a little slow roller towards Shark. That's going to get by. Albie's going to take the lead. Hunter Hastings reached out, touched the curveball, and the shortstop playing towards the middle of the field had to dive for it, was able to knock it down. Probably saved another run from coming in, but nonetheless, Albia has taken the lead here, folks. You've witnessed a great comeback here by the Blue Demons. 6-3 Albia. Ethan Gray will stand in, two runners on, first and second. Gray with a shot into left center field. That's a drive. That's going to go all the way out to the wall. One run is in. Albia's got a two-run lead. Make it three runs with a triple coming for Ethan Gray. He's going to turn and look towards home. The throw gets by, and Ethan Gray with a two-run triple for the Blue Demons. As I mentioned earlier, this is a big old ballpark, and that one got by the center fielder. And Albia with a huge, huge top of the sixth inning. Five runs across for the Blue Demons, and all five of these runs, folks, have come with two outs. 8-5 Blue Demons. Griffin Osing will stand in. Ethan Gray just unloaded, ripped one straight up the middle of the field, just to the right of second base. And that got over the outstretched arms of the center fielder and all the way to the wall. Here's a fastball that is swung on a miss by Griffin Osing. Albie with a three-run lead here. But I assure you, the Big Red will not go away. Stretch this lead out, add another run would be fantastic here. Opportunity to add one more with Ethan Gray over third base. 1-1 the count here as Osing looks at a high fastball upstairs. Two gone, top of the sixth inning. If you're just joining us, Albie trailed by two coming into the sixth inning. Here's a fastball, swing and a miss by Osing. But the Blue Demons bats come alive here. Austin Summers with a big double. Put runners at second and third, and then with two outs, Hugh Sinclair came through for the Blue Demons, and Albie scored two runs tying it up. Here's a pop fly back of the catcher, and this one will drop. Tough night for any pop fly. The wind really strong out of the south and the east. Hugh Sinclair scored two runs, and Austin O'Leary reached. And then a stand-up triple by Ethan Gray, and Albia now has an 8-5 lead. Here's a pitch inside, nearly hit Osing. That'll move the count to 2-2. The Blue Demons will have to be on their best defense in the bottom half of this inning. You know the Big Red are going to make another charge here. Here's a fastball. Oh, that was a big old curveball that took a lot off that one, it did England, and that'll be the third out of the inning. But Albia answers the call. When they came in, they were trailing by two, but they'll leave to the bottom half of the sixth inning with a three-run lead. When we come back, can the Blue Demons hang on? The story to be told when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender.
First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Big comeback in the top of the sixth for the Blue Demons. And Albia with an 8-5 lead here as we open up the bottom half of this sixth and final inning. In regulation, that is. We hope it stops right here. But the Big Red are not going to go down without a fight. Walker at the plate. Looks at the ball upstairs. 1-1 here on Walker. What an inning for the Blue Demons. Big clutch hitting. Summers, Sinclair, Gray, all with some big hits. Here's a leadoff single, and that will keep the hopes alive for the Big Red. Grant Walker with a single. But the Blue Demons come up with some really timing hits. And able to get five runs across. All five runs in the top half of this inning come with two away. That's a lot of pressure. Hugh Sinclair stepped in there with two outs, and he was down to one strike and hit a hard ground ball to the shortstop that was able to get through and score the tying runs. And then Austin O'Leary able to move Hugh over the third base, and then a triple by Ethan Gray gave Albia two more runs, and Albia holds on here to an 8-5 lead. Lockman at the plate. Zach Lockman looks at ball one. 1-1 the count. Runner at first, Grant Walker. You're listening to 96.7 KIIC from downtown Albia, Iowa, broadcasting from Albia, Iowa. But tonight we're doing the play-by-play from beautiful stadium here at on the Indian Hills campus. Ball two upstairs to Lockman. Lockman started the game off the bottom half of that first inning with a stand-up triple. Four triples tonight between the two clubs. Here's a pitch outside. Ball three. 3-1. The Blue Demons have got to buckle down here. The Big Red will not go away easily. These are two teams that are pretty evenly matched. Both the ball clubs, lots of competitors on their teams. Here's a pitch that hangs and reaches the outside corner of the plate. That was a friendly call there for the Blue Demons, but a consistent call tonight. Full count offering here. Lockman at the plate, runner versus Walker. Here comes the pitch, fouled back right to the screen, and this is actually a net. Beautiful black net that doesn't take away from the game. You don't hear the sound of the metal, and it keeps the life of the ball going. Here comes the next offering. This one just misses upstairs. So now two runners are on. The tying run will come to the plate in Levi Siebold. Levi Siebold rounded all four bags in the third inning. He tripled between the gaps. And then scored on the throw to third base. So the Blue Demons got to be careful here. Two runners on. Siebold, swing and a miss, strike one. Boy, you'd sure like to get a double play ball, which is not easy because this is some quick athletes out there for the Big Red. Here's a pitch down low. Gravert able to keep it in front of him. Runners at first and second. Walker led things off. He's down to second base. He picked up the base on balls, and then Lockman did the same. 2-1 count here. Here's a fastball. Grounded slowly down the first baseline and stays foul. That'll move the count to 2-2. Levi Siebold, left-handed batter. 1-2 the count. The scoreboard had it incorrect. I thought they had, but I wasn't going to doubt them. 1-2 here. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a fastball tipped and goes back behind the catcher. That'll keep the count at 1-2. What a contest we've had here, folks. This has been back and forth all night long. And what looked to be improbable with two away in the top of the sixth inning, Albia doesn't just come up with a couple, gets five runs and hangs on to a three-run lead. Here's a shot over the shortstop. That one gets into left field. Sanders over to get it up quickly, gets it in to Gray. That'll load the bases up, and the winning run will come to the plate. Levi Siebold with the single. And the bases are loaded here. So the Blue Demons, as I mentioned earlier, the Big Red will not go away, folks. You know you're going to get a contest, a battle right to the end. And Josie Mara will stand in. Powerful left-handed batter. Cleanup batter on this team, or the third batter on this team. He's the top hitter on this team. With bases loaded. The tying run at first, the go-ahead run, the winning run at the plate. For the Big Red, nobody out. Austin Summers on the mound. Brings a fastball, puts it right by him. Jose Myron. He is 1-for-3 tonight. 0-1 count. Here's a pitch down the dirt. Gravert stays in front of it, keeps the runners from advancing. The bases are juiced here, folks. If you're just joining us, Albia with an 8-5 lead here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a shot into center field. A well-hit ball back to get it. And goal gets by Hastings all the way to the wall. One run is in. The second run is in. The tying run is rounding third. And is going to come to the plate. Here's a throw at the plate. The tying run towards the plate. And Gabe Gravert with the put out at home plate. What a relay. Once again, Ethan Gray comes up with a shot to home to get the tying run at the plate. Oh, my goodness, folks. What a shot by Ethan Gray. Two runs will score, and Albia holds on to an 8-7 lead with the tying run at third base. Marin comes through for the Big Red. But another triple for the Big Red tonight. The fifth triple tonight for both teams. But the put out at home keeps Albia with an 8-7 lead. Summers puts one in the dirt, and this is gobbled up by Gravert. Boy, he had to come off the plate. Firkins at the plate. One away here. A runner at third. The tying runs at third base for the Big Red with one out. Here comes a fastball. This one called a ball. 2-0. 2-0 count here to Firkin. Boy, you want to be really careful here. 8-7 Albia lead. Here's a fastball, chopped towards third, and it goes foul. Summers over to pick it up in foul territory. Jose Martin at third base. Just hit a shot with the bases loaded. The center field, it gets all the way to the wall. Hastings makes a quick chase after it, gets it into Ethan Gray, and then the throw out at home. Here's a shot into left field. This one's going to drop in. It's going to get by Vic Sanders, and it's going to go all the way to the wall. A high bouncing drive that gets by Sanders. That's going to be a double for Firkins. And the Big Red have tied this thing up. Richard England will come to the plate. I will be shocked if they throw the England here. I would look for Albia to give him the base. Go ahead run at second base. Richard England. The pitcher, the chance to drive in the winning run. Coach Cagle's going to come out, and I think he's going to offer the automatic walk to England. And in high school baseball, you just have to notify the umpire, and that's they give him an automatic walk, and that'll bring up Colton Gonnerman. Coach Cagle's going to go out, talk to his pitcher, get the infield in. What a ball game we've had here, folks. Albia scored five in the top of the sixth inning to come back from a two-run deficit here in the sixth and final inning. Albia takes a three-run lead, and I mentioned it going into the break at the end of the top of the sixth inning that this big red team will not go away, and they haven't. And here in the bottom half of the sixth inning, they've got three runs across, only one out, and runners at first and second. The Blue Demons trying to find a way to hold on here and take this into extra innings. And why not? Why not expand the coverage tonight? This is our first game of our doubleheader, so yours truly will try to keep the throat dry or throat wet. 8-8 ball game. Colton Gonerman at the plate. Tying run has come across the winning run at second base. Tied at 8. Here's a fastball. Fouled off by Gonerman. Courtesy runner has come in at for Firkins, the catcher. So they've got a little speed out there at second base. You know they're going to be trying to score on a drive to the outfield. Gonerman at the plate. Fastball hit a pop fly, hit the dead center field. Back is Hastings. Comes up with it. He's going to get it in a hurry. And that will be the second out of the inning. Gonerman gave it a drive. Put that to the deep center field. Hastings comes up with it for out number two. Michael Starcevic. 1-for-3 tonight. And the solid athlete stands in. He's got a chance to hit the winning run here. But I'll be trying to take this extra inning. Here's a fastball down the dirt. Ball one. 1-0 to Starcevic. J.D. McDaniel in the on-deck circle. This game is on the line right here. Here's a fastball. This one paints that outside corner. Strike one. 1-1 the count here. Runners at second and first. The one that matters most is that runner down at second base. Albie's got to try to find a way to keep him from scoring. Here's a pitch down low. In the dirt, ball two. 2-1. Runner at second got a big jump that time. Austin O'Leary will sneak in behind him this time and hold the runner on. Summers looks back. 2-1 pitch. Here's a fastball. High pop fly on the infield. Gravert. Actually, it's going back to the backstop. Gravert over there makes the catch, and we're going to extra innings, folks. What a ball game we have here. Why not make it a little extra fun? We're going to take it to extra innings when we come back. We're tied at 8. Don't go anywhere. More exciting Blue Demon baseball when we come back. Back to the Highway of 5. The Battle of Highway 5, that is. Albia and the Big Red going to go in extra innings when we come back.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Extra innings we go. Tied at 8. Austin Luce to lead things off here, top of the 7th inning. First game of our doubleheader. We've got a dandy going on right here. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike 2. Fastball upstairs. Michael England on the mound for the Big Red. He's gone the distance. Luce, who's been outstanding at the plate, behind, fouls it off, gets a piece of it, and goes back to the net. Gravert on the on-deck circle. Jack and Johnny Flattery standing behind me. 0-2 count here. Here comes the next one. Down the dirt. John, are you allergic to wasps? I don't know. That's a nasty-looking thing. I don't want to make you mad, but I'm afraid. We got one. One down. And I just killed a... Yep. Here's a shot by Luce, and it's going to hook foul. Austin Luce down the count 1-2. Reached out, drove that one down the left field line. Yeah, I don't know. If you that animal was executed with humane intent. And if you see the boy, look at the stinger on that one. Wow. Tied at 8 here. Austin Luce at the plate. Here's a curveball. That was a nasty breaking curveball, and it fooled Austin that time, and he'll strike out for the first out of the inning. One down here, top of the seventh inning. We're tied at 8, folks. First game of our doubleheader tonight. The Blue Team has trailed by 2 going into the top of the final inning of regulation. Came back, scored 5, took a 3-run lead, and then the Big Red answered. We're tied at 8 here. Gabe Gravert at the plate. Gravert scored. Got a hit. 2-0 count here to Gabe Gravert, left-handed batter. Here comes the next offering. Here's a pop fly, shallow left field, hooking, and the left fielder there to catch it is Seabolt. 2 gone here, and that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin Summers doubled in that big sixth inning for the Blue Demons. Hit one all the way out. It, folks, hit the bottom of the fence right by the scoreboard, the deepest part of the park. I've got the guy that put this park together, Robert Traxler, sitting next to me, and that's got to be right around 400 feet. Here's a fastball upstairs, ball one. Austin Summers. He's gone the distance for the Blue Demons on the mound. His opponent, Richard England, brings the next offering. Here's a foul ball off the edge of the bat. 1-1 the count. One and one. Here comes the offering from England. And Summers gets into one. Deep left field. That's a well-hit ball all the way back to the wall. Off the bottom of the wall once again. I'm going to talk to his dad. I think one more bowl of Cheerios in the morning, and Austin would be walking the bases for the second time tonight. That one goes all the way to the bottom of the come-and-go sign out in the left center field and just missed a home run there. So Austin Summers with another double, back-to-back doubles by Austin. That'll bring up his cousin, Christian Summers. Christian with the chance to drive in the go-ahead run here. Here's a fastball right on that outside corner. Again, these pitchers have went there constantly, and the official right on it. He's consistent. Batters should be ready for it. Here's an air fastball, this one upstairs. 1-1 the count. Austin Summers at second base, another double. Just a few inches away from a home run. Here comes the next offering. Downstairs and calls strike around that outside corner once again. 1-2 here, Christian Summers at the plate. England on the mound. He has gone the distance. Here's the next offering. This one outside, stays low. Ball two, 2-2 here. Go ahead, run at second base for the Blue Demons. Christian trying to hit his cousin Austin in for the go ahead. Here's a ground ball right up the middle. That's a base hit. Summers grounding third. He's going to try to go home. Austin, and he'll be held up at third base. So Christian Summers advances Austin to third base on the single. Shot right up the middle, but that center fielder got there in a hurry. That's Jose Marin. Marin right there, and Coach Cagle could see that he was coming on and put the brakes on Austin Summers, held him at third base. So the go-ahead run just 90 feet away. Vic Sanders, the left-handed batter, stands in. Two away here. By our top of the seventh inning. Here's a grounder that hooks and goes foul. Vic Sanders. What a promising future this man, young man has in front of him. Just a sophomore. Outstanding baseball player. Tall, lanky, left-handed batter. Stands in. Runners at the corner. Two away here. Here's a curveball. Hangs upstairs, and that'll be ball one. 1-1 the count. The Blue Demons trying to regain the lead here. Top of the seventh inning. We're tied at eight. England on the mound. Looks back at Summers at first. Throws a pitch down in the dirt. And it gets by the catcher, but able to get it picked up in time to hold Summers at third. Pass ball here has got a long ways back to the backstop. How far we got back there, Robert? How far from the plate to the backstop?
It's 397 feet.
Here's a pitch outside. 397 dead center, he says. How far from the plate to the backstop?
From the plate?
Back to the backstop. How far back is it?
Oh, I don't. It's quite.
Foul ball. Yeah, it's a lot farther than most ballparks, for sure.
I should know why I made it a lot of time.
I imagine you have. 3-2 here, the count on Vic Sanders. Full count, runners at first and third. Go-ahead run, just 90 feet away. Sanders at the plate. Here's a pitch. Popped up, hit towards the Blue Demon dugout. The third baseman over, and in foul territory comes up with a third out. So Albia leaves the go-ahead run stranded at third base. We're going to go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Let's see if the Blue Demons can shut down the Big Red, take this into one more extra inning when we come back to Blue Demon baseball.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, the Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Getting your money's worth tonight, folks. Extra innings we go. Bottom of the seventh inning, we're tied at eight. The Blue Demons trying to come back here in game number one. We're going to have a pitching change. Ethan Gray, who's had some really beautiful throwouts tonight, crucial throwouts, particularly in that bottom of the sixth inning. Bases loaded, a triple, and he threw out the runner coming home. And that would have been the tying run, and then, of course, they scored the go-ahead run. Would have scored the winning run if he wouldn't got that out. Gray, his first pitch, strike right on the inside corner. J.D. McDaniel at the plate. First baseman. Lefty, and I'm not sure what the official did there. He looked over at the Albia dugout. Must have been something, and it's going to be a ball. So must have been a legal pitch somehow. Don't know if what the call was, but nonetheless, it's 1-1 here to McDaniel. Gray on the mound brings the next offering. This one hangs outside. That'll be ball two. Defensive changes. Vic Sanders moves to shortstop. Austin Summers went to right field. Here's a pitch inside. That's ball number three. 3-1 the count here. Sure like to keep the leadoff runner from getting on base. Ethan Gray on the mound. Looks it in, brings it in. Here's a fastball. This one paints the outside corner. That'll move it to a full count here. Payoff pitch to come. Full count on McDaniel. Ethan Gray, right-handed hurler. Spins around, comes home with it. Fastball, chopped, hit, and lands in foul territory. Ethan, a good little athlete, tremendous soccer player, strong arm, accurate thrower, good eye-hand coordination. When you know when Ethan's at the plate, you know you're going to make contact. Here comes the payoff pitch. Full count pitch on its way. Fastball. And this one's drove into left field. Hooking and going into the glove of Griffin Osing. That looked like a boomerang going out there. That started out just to the left of second base. Ended up near the third base side over here in left field. And Griffin Osing went out and grabbed that one. Out number one. Boy, McDaniel gave that a charge. But the Blue Demons able to gobble it up out number one. Grant Walker, the shortstop at the plate. Here comes the first pitch. Strike one right down the heart of the plate. Here comes the 0-1 offering. Fastball driven down the first base line. This one's getting all the way to the corner. Summers over to pick it up. A quick throw to second. Boy, that was a pretty darn good throw. Nearly got the runner. Boy, I'll tell you what, that could have got to that corner over there. That would have been trouble for the Blue Demons. Nonetheless, the winning run is at second base with one out here. Walker doubled down the first base line, and Zach Lockman will come up. The right fielder is, I believe, 2-for-4 tonight. Right-handed batter, and we're going to have a, I believe they're going to walk him. They do. They walk Lockman. That'll bring up Levi Siebold. That keeps the force on. The batter does not matter in this case. When, of course, it does, we want to get the outs. Don't get me wrong. But that runner down second base, so putting a runner on at first really has no consequence other than it keeps the force on for the defense. But Levi Siebold at the plate. He's tripled. Here's a pitch down the dirt picked up by Gravert. Good stop there. Ball one. One away, bottom of the seventh inning. We're tied at eight. The Blue Demons like to take this to the eighth. But they got their work cut out for them here. With the one out, runners at second and first. Ethan Gray on the mound. This one goes inside. Ball two. Outfield trying to take away the double. But you got to be careful about too much depth. Because that runner at second base scores and this game is over. Here's a pitch. This one just misses inside. 3-0 the count. Levi Siebold will be looking at a take here. Here's a fastball. This one right over the inside corner. Oh, there's a pitch there. Ball that gets by the pitcher. A throwback. Got over the head of Ethan Gray. He's able to get back there and gobble up. 3-1 count here. Levi Siebold, left-handed batter at the plate. Runners at second and first. And Austin Luce asked for a timeout over there so he can tie his shoe. If you're the Blue Demons, you'd crave a ground ball back to the pitcher and a double play here. Gray on the mound. Looks, pitch inside, nearly hit Siebold. This one's going to pick up a base on ball. So now the winning run just 90 feet away. And I think they're going to bring the outfield in. And the Blue Demon will. I imagine they'll bring the defense in as well. I think Mike to call a timeout here and set up the defense. Marin at the plate. Here's a fastball fouled off. Boy, a strikeout would be huge. A little bloop pop out. But Marin, a darn good hitter, but Robert Traxler says he can K too. Here's a pop fly high. This one's going to go deep, and this one is going to score the winning run as it goes and hits off the wall out there, and the winning run will score. We got an exciting one in the books here. Game one goes to the Big Red, but what a big event it was. Says the Blue Team has trailed going into the sixth inning. Came back, scored five, and the Big Red answered in the bottom half of that sixth inning, getting three across himself. We went to the bottom half of the seventh before the Big Red are able to capitalize on a shot by Marin to score the final run of the game. And the Blue Demons will lose here in the first one. 9-8, the final score. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and set things up for our second game of our nightcap. When we come back to Blue Demon Baseball.
Cool off with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 12 packs of Gold Peak tea are $10.99. Budweiser 18 packs are $11.89. Bush and Bush Light 18 packs are $10.89. Go ahead, cool off and save this summer with Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
The holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
For limited time only, Community First Credit Union is offering boat and RV loans as low as 4.99% APR. We're also introducing longer terms, including fixed 10 and 15-year options. Whether you're looking to refinance or purchase a boat or RV, lock in a rate as low as 4.99% APR. Hurry into your local branch and get a lower rate and lower monthly payments for your summer fun. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
It took extra innings for the Big Red to get by, and the Blue Demons here. 9-8, your final score. What a contest we had in game number one. Game number two to come up in about 25 minutes, and we'll have that one for you in our nightcap of this doubleheader here from beautiful Indian Hills Park. Home of the Falcons and the Big Red. And the Blue Demons do lose this opener. Albia scored 8 runs on 10 hits with 1 error, but the Big Red come through in a big style in the bottom of the 7th inning in extra innings, and a RBI by Jose Marin scores the winning run, and the Big Red score 9 runs on 17 hits and have 3 errors. I've got it sitting next to me, and before we go into the next game, I want to talk to the guy that is behind most of this beautiful complex here, and that's Robert Traxler. Robert, welcome aboard. We got to see a great first game here tonight.
A very good game.
You helped design and build and put together this stadium, including
that's
these
right.
Benches we're sitting on up here.
There isn't anything on here that I didn't have my fingers in.
Well, you're kind of like the guy next to you, John Flattery. He's had his fingers in a lot of things, and usually it's his nose. But, yeah. But no, what a beautiful complex you guys have here. It's absolutely gorgeous. How long ago did you guys build this complex?
I wouldn't. See, I've been working on there for 27 years.
Only 27? Now, you're just a young man, so
yeah, 27. Only 95.
you've got to see a lot of changes to it because I've noticed as each year that we come down here, it seems like it gets more and more improved.
Now you see, I wasn't here when they built this field. I mean, when they, as I said, I haven't worked here only for 27 years.
The field itself, Robert, you've got to see a lot of ball games. You enjoy coming out here and watching the games.
I used to go with them everywhere.
What's the biggest moment, the biggest memory you have?
Going to Grand Junction.
Grand Junction, yep. You've got to see some pretty good baseball on this ball diamond, haven't you?
Yep.
Including, I think, didn't Albert Pujols play here one time against
Oops.
Albert Pujols? Didn't he play here against the Falcons one time when he was playing junior college baseball?
I don't remember it.
Well, this field is absolutely gorgeous. The dugouts are first class. When you go around, you won't find a better baseball diamond in this conference, the South Central Conference, but you won't find a better baseball diamond maybe in Southern Iowa, that's for sure.
And the lights are on 100-foot poles with a basket on top of that, and there's 1,650 watt bulbs.
So we're going to be good for game number two.
You bet
plenty
you
bright
are.
Enough.
Just lighter it is now.
Did you play baseball, Robert?
No. Nope. Nope. Oh, high school I did a little bit. Nothing.
Well, that's
never had something. Never had any grandkids that played in the big. I just like to build things.
Well, let me tell you firsthand that you did a great job with this park. It's absolutely beautiful, and the bench or the little stool I'm sitting on, he actually put together as well, and it's holding me up. So thank you, Robert.
Yeah.
He's been good company up here. You gonna stick around for the nightcap?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, we'll talk.
I'm the one that turned the lights out.
You could have better turn them on because we're going to need the lights here in a little bit.
They'll be turning them on. I hope they turn them on for this time.
Robert promised I'll be able to see the contest. Who knows if I'll be able to bring it to you with much style, but I'll tell you what, we're in store for another great game as both these clubs very competitive. The Big Red get the first one. The Blue Demons will try to get revenge when we come back to the second contest. We'll take a 20-minute timeout here as we get ready for the second game. Let you enjoy some more of that great country music right here on your Sports Leader KIC. We'll be right back with the second game. Stick around. 20 more minutes of beautiful music, and we'll be back here at South Central Conference doubleheader.
We've got over 300.
Sears one-day sale is this Saturday with Friday Preview. Get incredible savings throughout the store, like 60% off colorful men's polos, half off a great selection of Craftsman tools.